be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They replied, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And then he asked, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter replied, "You are the Christ." He warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, be killed, and rise after 3 days. He spoke all this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it." The gospel of the Lord. As I read this gospel mandate about carrying our cross, I can't help but think of the cross Pope Francis must be carrying as all this evil is being exposed in the church, and then an embittered Italian archbishop makes accusations against the very person of the Pope. Let me try to explain what I think is going on here. This Archbishop Vignano had risen to very high position in the Vatican. He was convinced he was going to get a red hat. That means be made a cardinal. But he became extremely, extremely unpopular and unsettling. He was constantly reporting this one for doing that, or getting even with this one whom he perceived as having offended him. And it became such an issue that Pope Benedict transferred him and made him nuncio to the United States. He knew then that he would never get a red hat, and he pleaded with Benedict not to have to take the assignment, but Pope Benedict insisted. When he got here, he was extremely angry and bitter. And when Pope Francis was elected and made his famous statement about gay people, "Who am I to judge?" Vignano went ballistic. And then when Pope Francis invited divorced and remarried Catholics to come to communion, because that's what Jesus would do, he went through the roof. And he aligned himself with an extreme radical group at the right wing. I have no problem with liberal versus conservative, because their dialogue and argument enables truth to emerge. But at each end of the spectrum, there are radical people, extremists, and this right-wing radical group is pretty much headed by Steve Bannon, who used to be the White House aide, and they're determined to bring Pope Francis down, and they think this is how they're going to do it. There are a number of American bishops who are part of this extreme right wing. When Pope Francis came to the United States a few years ago, he stayed at the nuncio's residence in Washington. It is customary in a circumstance like that for the nuncio to invite some people in that they might personally meet the Pope. And who did Archbishop Vignano invite in? But Kim Davis, the 3 times married county clerk in the South, who said that her religious views forbade her from issuing a marriage license to same-sex couples, because he knew that this would embarrass Francis for his open stance. And when Pope Francis found out what had been done to him, he removed Vignano, and he's now back in Rome with no assignment whatsoever. And he's angry and he's bitter. The whole thing is clericalism at its worst. It's an old boys group. They protect one another, they cover up for one another, and they will stab one another in the back. They think it's their church, and it's not. It's our church. And where is Pope Francis? He stays above it, refusing to descend into the clericalism. He carries his cross in silence, just as Jesus Christ did. It's not easy being a Catholic right now. I think you share the same emotions I feel. I'm angry, I'm ashamed, quite frankly, I'm confused, and I'm asking myself, what do I really believe in the face of all of this? It's not easy being a priest right now, and I love being a priest. It's what I was made for. It fits me like a glove. And the betrayal by these sick perverts cuts to the core of my being. But can I ask something? Why don't you and I, from now on, focus singularly on the gospel and the merciful healing message of Jesus Christ? Because right now, excuse my reference to Hollywood, quite frankly, Charlotte, I don't give a damn about the rest of them. Amen.